It's Tuesday. You know what that means.
What the fuck is up? Mystery Wrestling Theater 420, Episode 75, Season 3, Episode 28, The Heroes of Wrestling, a.k.a. Zeros of Wrestling.
Yep. Quick happy birthday to Kane, The Yeti, Amazing Red, Tank Abbott, Kevin James, Joey Jordanson, and Carla Condit.
Kevin James?
Yes, he was a wrestler.
I thought I meant like Bull James. I
that no, was like name. Literally Kevin James, because he was a high school wrestler with Mick Foley.
For like King of Queens?
Yes.
That King of...
Yes.
Okay. Random. He was in that movie.
Real wrestling facts.
He was in that movie where he tried to be an MMA fighter.
He was in that, yeah.
The fuck is that called?
Oh, I can't remember the name
movie of that movie. Movie where Kevin James tried to be an MMA fighter. That's what that's called. Basically a longer Friends skit. Friends had an episode where I could try to be an MMA fighter too.
Yeah.
Anyway, strain of the day is pineapple mimosa. Ooh. We did miss a chance to do a prediction Friday for
Rebellion.
Whatever.
I think it's Rebellion. It's something stupid like that.
Anyway, we didn't do fucking picks for it. I didn't
even know what was happening either, so...
I wouldn't have picked Josh Alexander to take the, whatever the fuck we're calling that title now, away from Moose, but it happened.
Okay.
Impact World title.
Moose is going to leave soon.
Moose just signed a contract, I thought.
He did?
I don't fucking know anymore.
I don't care.
Just show up somewhere. I don't give a shit. Taya Valkyrie, whatever the fuck we're calling her. I think we're just calling her something Taya now, not even Valkyrie anymore.
Yeah.
She is the new Triple A.
Reyes de Reyes. I knew it wasn't going to be long until she got that back when she went back down there. Yeah,
so that happened. Other than that, I don't know anything, but we'll get into that more in the next segment. We're going back to our roots a little bit, and we're going to watch
The Heroes of Wrestling.
Watch The Heroes of Wrestling, which is a garbage pay-per-view.
Yes.
And also a garbage recording of this garbage pay-per-view. So we're going to fast forward to live the fuck out of it. Yeah, it's a 2-hour pay-per-view.
Someone's VHS tape on YouTube. We're going to watch it
within an hour. We really want to watch Jake because of how fucked up he looked. I don't know why we're mean like that, but that's what we're doing.
I guess we're going to be the douchebags this week.
I guess we are the douchebags this week. We also have King, not live in studio, but via telephone.
Yep.
So first time all three of us will actually be live together instead of just random rants and shit.
Yep.
So that'll be fun. We're going to do some more fill-in-the-blanky things and then maybe some rants off some of those.
Yep.
Like we do.
Yep.
All right, so it's going to be Heroes of Wrestling.
Heroes of Wrestling.
When we come back really fast.
Yeah, we're putting it on fast forward. I think we'll just stop at points that go, oh, what's this match? Yeah. And then take a look at it for a minute and then go to the next.
But it'll be, you know, it's a 2-hour pay-per-view, like I said, we're going to get done in an hour. So.
Yep.
All right.
Fast forward.
So we'll be right back with that. Okay, so as promised, here's Heroes of Wrestling, the fastest way possible.
Yeah, which is pretty much us just skipping to the next match after we get horrified at how bad the match we're currently watching
is. Like I said, we're going to ramble about other shit as well, but really we just kind of want to watch.
This first match is the Samoan SWAT team versus Jannetty and some other guy I don't remember.
Tommy Rogers is the other guy.
And they're the Fake Rockers.
Okay, yeah, Fake Rockers, fake New Rockers.
Even. Fake New Rockers, yeah, because Leaf Cassidy was...
Lou Albino's out there for some fucking reason.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know, Sika or something. Who the fuck is that guy?
That was Sika. I don't know, some guy in the audience.
Okay, Lou Albino, because it was bad fucking video. I can't see shit.
And the other guy who was with... Yeah, this is a very bad video quality. Well, anyway, the Fake Rockers lost.
Fake Rockers did lose. They lost to the Samoan SWAT team.
So we're going to move into the next match, which is...
Which should be Greg DeHemmer Valentine versus George the Animal Steel.
All right. Yes, it is. Because I see... I'm skipping the intros because...
They probably take 50 they're hours. All...
By the way, this is 1999, and these are guys who are October... big in the 80s, so...
It's October 10th, 1999. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
How big is this ring again? What is it, like a 8x8?
I don't know if it's just the video quality or the ring itself looks that very small.
Not very big.
Greg the Hammer Valentine looks exactly the same, randomly somehow.
He still like that now though. Like remember he's on that Juggalo show.
Yeah, with fucking ICP.
Yeah, yeah. You know, he like the video guy. I don't fucking know what he was there for. He just
the Greg he never Hammer. Said anything. Yeah, he never said anything. He just sat there and got high with them. I think randomly.
That's what I think too. Free weed.
like, all right, I'll sit here.
So in this 5 minutes of this match that I watched and the 5 minutes of the other match, like, nothing has literally happened.
Yeah.
At all. And it's very bad quality.
Animal Steel looks so fucking old, though.
Kind of want to save most of our rant stuff for when we have King, but, like, I don't think we have anything to talk. I mean, like, besides the stupid fucking stable name that fucking Edge has.
Yeah. Why? Why call it Judgment Day?
Yeah, I don't know. It's fucking dumb. This match is fucking 6 minutes long, so anytime you would like to get rid of it, you fucking say so.
Yeah, I am going to in a second, I think, because... Nothing is happening. See, they're so old that they have to keep taking these little breaks.
George the Animal Steel is currently dead, but he was born in 1937. And this is 99. That makes him, what, 60 fucking two?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
And Hammer Valentine...
62.
...was born in 51. And had a hard life.
Yeah. But he's still like 50, 49?
Yeah, in 99.
Yeah.
All right, can we move on, please? Next match, please.
Oh, George Animal still took a shirt off at some point. That's...
No, put it back on then. Maybe something's happening. No, this is the same fucking situation. No, it's just going on.
Yep. It's literally so fucking, like, look at him. He can't even stand up.
Yeah, it's... That's pretty fucking, okay. Oh, he hit him.
Oh.
Somebody hit
him. It looks like he's, like, got something he's poking him with. Or is he just hammer-fisting him quite horribly?
He's hammer-fisting him quite... hammer-fisting him.
Yeah, that sounds bad.
Oh, he fell down.
Yep, see, no, he was holding something.
Whatever his animal's got it.
Why are they trying to stab each other in their 50s and 60s?
So they can get that fucking cheap fucking pop for the blood. Is it over?
Yep.
Greg the Hammer won.
Okay. That's not surprising. That was painful.
Next match is Too Cold Scorpio versus Julio Fantastico.
It's
Julio De Niro.
Okay, yeah.
He's like the one young guy on this fucking show.
Yep. The youngest man on the show.
And
Scorpio had to be like...
He was born in 72. Scorpio was born in 65.
Looks like he's wearing red Power Ranger pants.
Yeah, well, Scorpio's wearing simple black pants. What's your point?
This is hard.
I think it's more fast.
I figured this one would be a little bit more fast paced than...
It's just getting going. Maybe it's getting going now.
We won't go forward like a minute or two. Scorpio's actually... why does Scorpio look like he has a mask? No, he doesn't.
No, it's just bad fucking camera.
It is really horrible video.
This is bad. This is hard to watch.
Is his face painted? Or is it just his hair?
Dreads?
Yeah, he's got like a Booker T hairstyle.
His face is not painted.
No, it's the way his dreads were over his face. I'm also not used to seeing him have, like, Booker T length dreads.
Me neither.
That's weird.
Like, I remember him being pretty clean-shaven, actually.
Yeah, he always had, like, the shaved head. I mean, he does now. But...
Oh. Flip. Kick him. Kick him, Julio.
This is the fastest-moving match so far, and it's still not moving that fast.
No, it's not moving that fast. It's moving definitely better.
Fast in comparison to what we just saw with the first two matches.
Oh, don't worry, it's a fucking Iron Sheik match at some point.
Yeah, Iron Sheik and Volkov versus the Bushwhackers.
Yeah, so that's going to be really fast.
Yeah. Julio's dancing again.
He thinks he's Rick Rude or something.
Apparently. Kind of looks like Damian Priest a little.
He cut his hair too. Or started wearing his hair more like that. These people do not give a fuck.
No. There's no, like, audience is not alive at all. Also, like, a lot of these guys are kind of past their prime at this point.
Yeah, this is pretty fucking bad. This is pretty lame.
Nobody's rooting for anybody.
All right, fast forward. We're going to get through this in like fucking 7 minutes. There's going to be nothing left of this fucking card.
It's hard to watch. Is it over?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, but so why do they keep showing this guy?
I don't know. Who the fuck is it?
I don't know. They're fighting in the stands now.
Who's fighting in the stands? Oh, them?
They're still fighting. Yeah, they went out into the stands.
It's got to be close to the finish. Leave it here. Going for a bridge. No, he hit him. Okay. That was lame. Do something.
I don't do some flippy thing.
Okay.
Okay, that's not a finisher, I don't think, but...
No, it's just a... I'm going to elbow you in the sternum. Ooh. What the fuck?
I went, like, 20 seconds ahead.
I thought that was a fucking video, honestly. I was like, oh, it just jumped randomly. He's, like, outside the ring now.
Right, fucking they're going in and out the ring in some do-si-do thing.
Stupid WWE fucking 2K bullshit.
This might be the end here.
Bulldog.
Off the top rope.
He's going to try to pin him. Oh, you know the leg. You know what that means.
See? Why is this match so fucking long?
Wait, what the fuck? I think I'm going to just keep ending up outside.
I just keep skipping 20 seconds at a time. 30 seconds at a time.
Did he win? Is it over?
Is it over? Okay, I think Scorpio won. What the hell is...
Why did he just fall down again?
I don't know. That was random.
Like, he got up, right? Who does that? Yeah. Snow?
Oh, here's a replay. He got hit with, like, an elbow.
And then over the top. Springboard. That's it. That was the finish.
Didn't we just saw? I thought that was only a two count.
Oh, that's just a replay. It's like, I thought we saw that.
Yeah. Off the second rope with the leg drop. That's got to be the end. He did, like, sit on his head.
He did sit on it. Oh, he's back on top again.
Was it moonsault? Oh, no. He missed that one completely.
He slapped him in the face.
And that was the end. That was a shitty finish.
I don't think any of these are going to be amazing. I think this might be the match of the night. Might have stolen his show. Okay. Are they in the ring yet?
Well, that's Sheik. You bunch of jabronis.
I can't even hear the dude. It doesn't matter. Fast forward. Nope. Not fast enough.
There we go.
Are they in the ring yet?
Yep, this is Bushwhackers are in the ring.
Ding ding. This is gonna be slow as fuck.
I think the match technically already started.
Okay, well, something needs to happen. Oh, there you go. There's a move. He kicked him.
He's stomping on him.
Oh. Action's over. This is the fastest fucking shit ever.
This is the most horrible pay-per-view I've ever seen.
Yeah, this is pretty fucking bad. We gotta stop watching this. We gotta find something else to watch. Fucking fast forward. Fast forward, we see Jake. This is fucking
ridiculous. I'm just trying to see if I can catch, like, the end. Oh my god, he looked like he just broke his hip.
We can't leave the people with this fucking episode. No. We gotta fucking give him something else.
This is still going on.
This is bad.
Sheik looks like he's gonna fall down. He did, he just fell down.
Is it over? There's something else going on. It's over. Anyway. Right.
Next match.
I just want to see Jake and make fun of him real quick. There's literally three other matches before that, but I don't give a fuck on any of those three.
Okay.
And then we'll figure something else out for the other half of this fucking show, because this is... Sorry. What the fuck is this? It's Tully Blanchard.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is those people? I don't fucking give a fuck about this.
I was just stopping for a second, because sometimes if you try to fast forward it like crazy, it gets retarded.
Who's that guy?
Yeah, see, that's why you gotta, like, play it for a second. I don't know. Well, that was one man gang.
Oh, I couldn't see what the fuck it was. I just saw a symbol looking thing.
Oh, I could play. Just hold it. I could just hold it. the fuck?
I don't know what's happening.
Going forward again. No, that's the Cowboy Bob Orton one. There's Jake. Is that Jake?
No.
Nope.
That's Cowboy Bob Orton, is it not?
It is. That's still going on, so.
Alright, I think we're finally there.
Yep, Jake's coming out now.
Let's see. Let's make fun of Jake and then we can move on.
Yeah.
So far, he's taking a sweet ass time getting in the ring.
Yep. Like holding his leg the whole way down, too. Bless you. Look at this. Poor snake's getting rustled around in there. Oh no, don't pull him out yet, please. I don't like snakes. I like Jake the Snake so much, but I really don't like snakes. It's such a fucking like conundrum.
It's from 99. It's from 23 years ago.
Yeah, I know that. It doesn't matter. Snake's a snake. Michael's Country Club. That's not a very cool sign, guy. Is he just trying to get like a free ad for his fucking country club?
Probably where he works. I mow the grass here. Where the hell's he going?
I don't know. We gotta go forward a little bit. He just left the snake in the ring.
Okay.
Alright, here we go. It looks like something's going on. Okay, comes Neidhart. Where's Neidhart going?
I don't know.
Well, he looks the same. But he always looked like that.
Yeah, he's not that fat like he was at one point.
Yeah. Also, this is 99. He was kind of active in the late 90s still in WWE.
Yeah, it's not the end run where he's in like fucking Impact and shit.
Yeah. But Jake is not looking. Oh, Jake can barely stand up.
Alright, that's enough of that.
It's bad.
The snake's just coming out of the bag randomly.
Yeah.
Alright, we're done with this. Alright, we'll be back with a different segment because this is stupid. Okay, bye. What up?
What's up?
Hey.
So this is the first time that all three of us have been together on the same podcast at the same time.
Well, kind of weird I get to talk to somebody else and not just myself.
It's weird, right? Yep. What are you going to say on the way out? You can't say, I'm done talking to myself.
Bye. No. Kind of fucking with my head, not going to lie.
You going to what?
Kind of fucking with my head, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, it happens. All right, who wants to read the first? Oh, so we'll do some fill-in-the-blanky things like we did last week. But this way we can rant off of those if need be.
Yes.
Yay.
We're all very prepared for this show that we're all together for one of the only time ever. Yeah, perfect show.
Yep.
All right, who wants to read first?
All right, I'll do the first one. Blank is the greatest WWE manager in history.
Yep.
History of WWE only.
Or NF.
Whatever. That yes. company. Yes. That company.
I am going to pick Paul B.
Okay. I'm going to pick Paul Bearer.
Oh, good one.
I was going to say Heyman too, but just to be different, I'm going to say Heenan.
Yeah.
Heenan? Okay, yeah. Jimmy Hart would also have been acceptable.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Jimmy Hart never coached as champion, though.
Yeah, but I like Jimmy Hart. Except I hated him as a child because of a fucking megaphone. I was going to shove up his fucking ass at one point. I swear to God.
Yeah, that thing would get annoying sometimes.
All the time. All right. Who's reading the next question? Because I don't have a fucking thing in front of me. Because that's recording stuff. Who should leave WWE for AEW?
I don't even know who I should say right now.
I am going to pick Ricochet.
Yeah, that's the most logical one. I mean, Finn Balor would also be a good answer at that point, too, I think.
I'm picking Ricochet. Finn Balor. That's a good one. King? Are you there? Did you die?
Did Did we lose him?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you now. We lost you for a long time there. Let's try that again.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're on a second question.
Blank should leave WWE for AEW.
Thinking probably someone like Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn, someone that was a main eventer before, should go back there, and the WWE just is not using them properly.
All right, so we went with Finn Balor kind of unanimously.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically the same reason.
Yeah.
Kind of thinking the same thing, yeah.
So the next one is kind of the same thing, but reverse. Blank should leave AEW for WWE.
Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
First of all, he can make more money.
Yes, he can make more money, and he's got the mic skills. He'd be fine.
He doesn't have to wrestle all that much. He can just talk shit. Might have to clean up his language a little bit.
Yeah.
Other than that, he'd be fine.
Have to go a little bit closer to that PG mark than the PG-13 mark that he's at now. So.
Right.
All right. Next one is blank should be sent back to NXT.
Does almost count?
No, because he was never on NXT.
That's true, actually. Yeah.
It says back to NXT. The answer is Kevin Owens, so we can go train some of those motherfuckers.
That's actually a good idea. Even Zayn on that level.
Right. Yeah, so someone of them down there. Have him be a fucking trainer wrestler. Have him be the champion. Have him just, you know what I mean?
Yep.
North American champion. What the fuck I take in the continental title they have? This?
The ugly red belt?
Yeah, the ugly red belt. No, he doesn't. Cameron Grimes has that now. I don't want to say Carmelo has that.
Cameron Grimes wanted that stand and deliver.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yep.
Kind of.
It's the same. Thing for me. All right, so next one is blank is the greatest backstage segment of all time.
You get to go first this time, King.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of one. The greatest backstage. I mean,
I don't know if it's the greatest, but it's one of my favorites is when Shawn Michaels kicks Stan, who ends up being fucking Ty Dillinger, Sean Spears. That was a good one. I also liked when Ryback tried to throw fucking Ricky Starks through the fucking wall before they were famous. I like when people beat up little wrestlers. I guess my favorite one.
Oh, was it like MJF, one of the ones when Samoa Joe came out?
Yeah, and like pushed him back or whatever.
Yeah, like when pushed him to the side or whatever.
I'm going to go with Shawn Michaels kicking Stan.
See, what I was thinking was one of the ones with like The Rock from like the early 2000s.
See, like, yeah, Rock versus Hurricane maybe or something.
Well, like, the one that
came... falling off the fucking shelf. That's pretty funny.
That was a good one. The one that's in my head right now is The Rock. I think it was with Hogan and Kane, where Kane does his Hulk Hogan imitation.
Oh, I remember Kane doing something like, "It doesn't matter," or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I remember that too.
Wow. What are you thinking?
I don't know. There's a lot now.
Just do a whole bunch and you fuck shit in your fucking head. Now you got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing in my head now because all this shit was just thrown in my head. I don't know. I'm going to just stick with the Samoa Joe one I mentioned.
He's going Samoa Joe.
Shoving MJF like mad disrespectful.
Yeah, I'm picking
Samoa. And now that's like going to be a feud at some point. They're going to build off of that somehow.
If he's there long enough.
Yeah. He doesn't get injured.
I met Maxwell.
You think he's leaving that? When's his contract up? Not that
January.
Soon. Oh.
So,
if he's there that long, WWE will probably try to snatch him.
Yeah, they want something with him. All right.
All right. Next one is blank will win their first women's title in 2022.
This doesn't say Raw title, SmackDown title, or any other title. So, just their first women's title. It could be a tag team title.
Okay.
Pretty vague.
Yeah. Yep. Just their first women's title.
See, when I read it the first time around, I was thinking someone like Liv Morgan, but
I was thinking Liv Morgan as well, but I was also thinking she might get on a tag team title and not the fucking either.
Her and Rhea as the tag team.
They're no longer together.
Okay. I haven't watched Raw in a couple
of years.
Everything's as of last night, too.
Asuka came back last night.
Yeah, I don't know. I still feel like Liv Morgan. I can't think of somebody else.
I think we're all going to go with Liv Morgan then. All right.
Yeah.
Morgan, it is.
All right.
Dakota Kai. Maybe she already had a tag team title.
Yeah, she's already had it like twice now.
Yeah.
Blank will win the 2023 Royal Rumble. I also left this one vague because it's usually a women's and a men's.
All right, so now you gotta give me two.
Right.
Dick.
Just saying.
Well, I mean, I'll accept either, but like, you want to fucking be an asshole, you have to give me two.
That's a tough one, actually, because it's so far away from the Rumble. Like,
it is.
It's a tough one to predict right now. It's gonna be somebody like Seth Rollins. Has Seth even won one? He's won one, right?
It's gonna be like someone like John Cena.
Yeah, that's possible too. Or The Rock.
Maybe The Rock. Do that. The Rock. Stupid the Rock's into the Rumble.
And it'll be The Rock.
Yeah.
That's okay. What I was thinking.
The Rock.
Yeah, if Reigns is still the champion, I mean, God only knows how long they're going to keep the belt on him.
Until WrestleMania.
The Hulk Hogan's been hearing the shit out of him right now.
I have a whole plan for that.
Sure.
Okay, so
Roman has it until WrestleMania, faces The Rock. So The Rock's going to win the Rumble now because it has to be the main event, right?
Yep.
So Rock versus Reigns. Reigns win. Monday, following. The winner of the Money in the Bank contract still has it, still carrying it around. It happens to be fucking Cody Rhodes. He cashes in on Monday night after fucking Mania.
Wins.
Yep.
It's I can see it happening, but that would piss me off.
That's my whole scenario, guys.
I can totally see it happening.
I didn't say it was dream. I just said that's what's going to fucking happen.
I mean, that puts the big belt on Cody for a minute. They can't even lose it.
He's going to lose Friday. It on fucking Backlash. But,
yeah,
like...
Whatever. He's not going to hold it long if he wins it, but...
But they got to give him something so other ones will want to come over.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, instead of something like that where that's who should win it, who do you want to see win it? How about that?
The Rumble?
Yeah.
Well... I want somebody random to win it. Who's not gonna expect to win, i.e., like a Finn or like a fucking Ricochet,
Finn or Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn.
Yeah,
it's gonna end up being like Seth or somebody.
I think it would be Seth, honestly. I wouldn't care if it was Seth either. Or any of those other guys. It's gonna be Braun. Thanks. Now it's gonna be Braun Breaker.
I was thinking like AJ or something like that.
Yeah, I think AJ needs a push again, kind of, anyway. That would do it.
I mean, him feuding with the fucking goddamn Judgment Day fucking thing. That is the dumbest name for a stable ever.
I don't like that name at all. That is this horrible name. It's just the name of a pay-per-view they used to have.
Yeah. Judgment Day.
Jesus. That's
his new stable's name.
I'll just keep calling it New Brood.
New Brood it is. Give us another question, will you?
Blank was the best Raw after Mania segment. I'm going with Dolph beating fucking Alberto Del Rio.
I like that. That's actually the same fucking concept. Him with the fucking Money in the Bank.
Yep.
That's the first one we watched together.
Yes, it was. And I was totally on Dolph's side, like, right away.
Good, he's carried that fucking thing around for like a fucking year. Thank God. I'm picking Paige versus AJ Lee.
Ooh, yeah, that was a good one, too. I remember Mark and I, we watched that together, too. Mm. I remember Mark and I, like, holy hell, when Paige came up.
I'm thinking the bit after WrestleMania 14 when Austin won the belt and McMahon had to give him the smoking skull.
That was a good one.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Blank is the best movie starring WWE superstar who is not The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, see, I knew you were going to go with that one. But I wasn't going to say it, because I want to say that too, but that's too easy.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I kind of want to say Grown Ups with Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Okay.
Oh, Grown Ups too.
That's not who I thought you were going to... That's not where I thought you were going at all.
I'm going to go
a different direction, but that,
The Princess Bride.
He's going Princess Bride. That's where I thought you were going.
That's where I was going to go. It's funny.
Honorable mention to Condemned.
Yeah. And actually, the first Marine movie, as much as I hate John Cena, wasn't that bad. But all right. Blank should never be allowed to touch a mic.
There's a lot of these.
Yeah.
Dana Brooke is up there.
Dana Brooke is definitely up there.
Also, Asuka should never be allowed to talk ever again.
Yeah.
I like Asuka, but she should never be allowed to talk
ever again. You could say that about, you know.
Braun Breaker should never be able to talk ever again. Why can't we just have fucking Papa Pump fucking talk for him?
I'm not surprised they haven't done that yet.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Or give him a manager that can speak for him or something.
Put him with fucking Hathaway, Stokely, whatever the fuck his name is now.
Yeah.
Bivens. That's his name now.
I don't know.
That's does almost count again?
Almost is a really
good almost one. Almost does count.
You can almost, yeah. All day. Yeah. I like that one a lot. That man tries to talk and it's painful.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't tell. Well, he got MVP finally, though. That's good, right? He got MVP.
Yeah.
Which I'd rather listen to Great Khali than him.
Yeah, just I know Great Khali could do some wrestling moves at one point.
Yes.
I mean, not in WWF, whatever, but like, at one point.
At one point, he was, yeah.
Next up
is Blank is a secret wrestling couple.
I.e. like what fucking Ty and Sammy were.
Yeah, for a minute.
That became very obvious.
Yes. I don't even know who would be a secret couple.
The answer is Liv Morgan and Sonya Deville.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me at all.
It's not out there.
I know, but it wouldn't surprise me at all.
Yeah. See, I couldn't think of anything for this one at all. Nothing.
Yeah. I blanked pretty hard on this one, too. Like, I don't know.
Throw something out there. Throw a random one out there. Vince McMahon and Austin Theory.
Surprise me at all.
That wouldn't surprise me either. Fuck, I don't know. I don't know.
All right, move on.
Yeah, let's move on for that one. Blake will be in the first WrestleMania main event in the next 5 years. Or be in first WrestleMania main event in the next 5 years. I don't know. 5 years. MJF. Hey, a lot of shit can happen in 5 years.
Oh, I agree.
I'm going to say toss up between Theory and Breaker.
Where are you going?
Toss up between Austin Theory and Braun Breaker.
I'm picking Theory. McMahon called him New Cena.
Yeah, Jesus.
Essentially. He's a lot of reminds me of John Cena. I got to give him all the tools he needs to succeed.
Oh, great.
So, I get used to seeing him a lot.
A lot of pushes he doesn't deserve.
Yeah, pretty much. Maybe make him a rapper.
Oh, God. I don't know if he could do
that. Flymaster Theory.
God. That would fucking suck.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Eight down, down. His name was the first single, guys. Eight down, down. Coming into
so fucking just not selfie.
Oh, God.
Next up.
All right. Blank should have name and gimmick changes.
Braun Breaker. Happy fucking
Breaker.
Yeah.
Should go back to being Willem Wolf Corbin, if anything.
Yeah. Because the happy idiots piss me off a lot.
I mean, they're gone now, but.
Yeah, I know. They're going to be facing each other, but.
Yeah,
but
still. Next fucking year and a half.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm trying to think of all the people right now.
There's a lot.
There are a lot.
You got to change names, too. So, it's easy to change Happy Corbin back to Baron fucking Corbin.
Yeah. Or at least change fucking Madcap Moss because that name just fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Hey, go back to me, call him Riddick.
Is retarded.
Call him Riddick. You want to come up with one name, call him Riddick. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
and get rid of the fucking Mork and Mindy look on him.
Yeah,
it's seriously, give it a suspenders. That's bad.
It is bad.
I hate it.
It bothers me every time I see him on TV. It's just, it's horrible.
You gotta change T-Bar's fucking name. I hate that fucking name.
That's a good one. We need to do something with him. Told you, he's still signed.
We've already decided that T-Bar needs to join fucking with the Judgment Day, which we gotta change that fucking nonsense.
Yeah, that's right. that needs a name and. Well, not so much a gimmick, but at least a name change.
Change T-Bar into one of a vampire or whatever.
But yeah, Dijak would fit great in that.
Yeah,
right now.
Donovan.
That's what I want to go with.
Donovan and Damien.
I mean, it kind of works for the whole Judgment Day thing, but whatever.
King, you got one?
I said Madcap, unfortunately.
Yeah, you did say Madcap. That's fine.
Yeah.
It needs to happen.
Yeah.
Next up,
Blake needs to go back to wrestling school. Jade Cargill.
Yeah.
Good pick.
I was thinking Dominic.
Who?
Dominic Mysterio.
Yeah.
Dom.
Which is sad being he's
Dom is definitely, both of those are very fine choices.
Yeah.
Now I'm just torn between the two of them. I'll send both of them back. I don't give a fuck. Both of them can go back to wrestling school. That is a good one. I like both of those choices.
All right. Blank should win the next Money in the Bank.
Cody Rhodes. I've already discussed this. Cody Rhodes is going to have Money in the Bank.
I mean.
Should win Finn Balor.
Should, yeah.
But going to win Cody fucking Rhodes.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah. I agree with that one, too.
Either that or Austin Theory, the way the things are going.
Yeah, Theory might be an odd pick to win the Rumble, too, though.
Yeah.
Theory's going to be up there. Yeah. It's going to be Theory and Cody and fucking those people.
Yeah.
Maybe Seth.
Or Cena will come out of nowhere and win it.
Right. One of those fucking, The Rock or something.
I was kind of thinking
Rock Seth. Rock 30.
I was kind of thinking Seth or like AJ, but because both of them could use that in good ways, I think. Throws curveball in there somewhere.
But yeah, but no, it's going to end up being fucking Cody.
It's probably going to end up being Cody, you're right. Blank is the worst match stipulation ever.
Okay. I have one. It is a lumberjack match because those are fucking stupid.
Ooh. That's not a bad choice.
I hate those fucking things. It just means that everybody's out there for no reason.
Yeah.
I hate when there's fucking like extra members of the groups out there. You know that. Like one manager. You need one fucking person out there. You don't need 36 people out there.
Yeah. I was thinking of bullshit on the pole matches.
Yeah, those are also very good high choices, but like you should have means it's a hardcore match involved and like someone gets hit with something.
Yeah. I need a guitar.
Right. So I mean like they're stupid, but at least someone gets hit with something hard. But those are a good choice though. What do you got? Yeah, on the pole matches or lumberjack matches or Hell in a Cell.
I'm not going to Hell in a Cell.
I know you're checking Hell in a Cell.
I like Hell in a Cell.
That's also Kane's birthday.
Yeah, yes, it is Kane's birthday.
Blame Jacob.
I like lumberjack matches because I feel like they don't serve much of a purpose at all.
Okay.
To be honest.
So lumberjack matches and on a pole match. Lumberjack on a pole match.
I can't really think of another one that sucks that bad.
Lumberjack on a pole match.
Yeah.
You have to get the lumberjacks down one by one. Oh, TNA had a reverse battle royal one time. I thought that was pretty fucking stupid.
The fuck is that?
You start off on the outside. And you have to throw them inside.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, see? That's the real thing.
That's horrible.
Didn't they have to throw them out of the ring afterwards?
I think that one just won.
Okay, yeah, I think that one just won, too.
What did you say? That one just won? All right. I don't know what he said.
Didn't they try to like to have to throw them out of the ring once they got them all in the ring or some shit like that too?
No, I think the last two like got to like face off in some other fucking lame match on a pole, and then and then they got to face a briefcase or something. I don't fucking know. They had a lot of briefcase matches.
Yeah,
and reverse fucking battle royals. I think Jeff Jarrett won that.
Jeff Jarrett won everything.
No, as I said, I think Jeff Jarrett won that.
All right. If not the screw job, how would you have taken the title off Brett?
Hey,
He wouldn't have lost anywhere else.
I can kind of see him doing a stupid thing like Shawn Michaels did with the I've lost my smile stupid interview at Raw afterwards.
Yeah, just giving up the title?
Yeah, just vacating the title on his own.
Yep.
Saying, you know, screw you, you all suck, I'm out of here. Go out on his terms.
I like that a lot. I mean, I kind of agree with the same thing. He would drop the title somehow on Raw the next night. I don't think he didn't want to lose.
He didn't want to lose.
He wanted to do, i.e. that, like, I'll drop the title the next night on Raw and right. Bye. You know, I'm gone type of thing. I think it would have been much better than the screw job, which was very evidently a screw job.
It was. Nobody knew about it. Yeah. Undertaker said something that there was plans that even, like, the screw job didn't go the way it was supposed to, like, if Brett figured it out and, you know what I mean, like, went business for himself, that he was supposed to come out and, like, fucking beat the fuck out of him.
Oh, okay.
So, like, it was gonna happen regardless.
All right. So, last one is blank was the worst addition to the NWO.
There's a lot of good choices for these, but I am gonna pick my boy Flash Scott Norton. because why the fuck is he anyway?
I don't know, like Virgil or whatever his name was.
Vincent.
Like, was that really a necessity either?
No, it was not, but I'm still picking fucking Flash fucking.
I'm going to go a little more recent, well, compared to NWO, and say Booker T. That was fucking pointless in the WWE version. If you're going to go with the original, I'm going to say fucking Disco Inferno.
Disco Inferno. Shawn Michaels in a WWE version. Yeah.
I'm going with fucking Vincent. Slash
version. I'm still. I don't give a fuck. And Disco Inferno, is that what we decided?
Yeah. Those are all good choices, honestly.
Anybody had another one? Or anything else you want to fucking say?
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, how about douchebags of the week, day, month, whatever the fuck we're doing? I haven't done it in a while, so.
Oh.
I'm going to pick the putz that tried to fight Mike Tyson on an airplane. That's who I'm picking. I don't understand what the fuck that guy was thinking was going to happen to him. But, like, fuck that dude. He's a douchebag.
Yeah.
That's my pick.
I have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
I can't go away from that.
You're stupid enough to get into a fight with Tyson. You deserve to get knocked out.
You deserve to be douchebag.
Yeah.
Did a 420.
Yep.
All right. Anything else before we go?
I guess not.
I got nothing.
Right. Cool. So, King, next week, regular schedule rant from you, I guess.
We'll see what happens.
We'll come here and we'll get high and we'll do whatever. Figure something out. Anyway, so we're going to say bye to you. Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
Peace.
Alrighty. I guess I'm done not talking to myself.
Yeah, for the first time ever. Probably the last time, like we said. That's how things work. But anyway, nice talking to you, sir.
Alrighty. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
What's going on, y'all? It's your neighborhood bake shop here, MHSL Bake, and you are now rocking with the Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Those are my guys over there. Make sure y'all tap in anytime they drop. You know what I mean? Good peoples, good topics, great puns. Yeah, man, check them out. Mystery Wrestling Theater 420 podcast. Check them out because Bake said so. Money high, stress low, that's the motto. You listening to Save You in the background featuring my artist I93 Carry On. Make sure y'all check out the new music.
All right, so we're back.
Yep.
We actually had King that time. Sorry for that lame-ass fucking Heroes of Wrestling thing. I didn't know it was going to be... Anyway, I knew it was going to be bad.
Yeah.
But, like, that was just... I couldn't even watch it because of the poor video quality.
It was bad video quality, and it was rough because they were rough.
Right.
There's a lot of guys, like, way out of their prime at this point.
Literally everyone we saw was way out of their prime.
Yeah. Should not have been wrestling at all.
Right.
But the segment with King was much better.
Segment with King was much better.
So we're going to ride something else here for you. And with Forbidden Door coming up, I forgot the date, but it's in Chicago. It's New Japan and AEW joint show, which is really just War of the Worlds that they used to do with ROH.
Yeah.
So we're going to do War of the Worlds style. Like, we're going to pick some themes and we're going to kind of go at it. We're going to pick some matches. A lot of people appear on both rosters. Just kind of deal with it. Obviously, like, you know what their main house is.
Yeah.
So, go from there. Any match you want. Hey, same people can be named multiple times. It could be fucking, I don't give a shit. They can have six matches in the same fucking night. I don't care. There's no rules behind it, because I'm like, not all these are going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
So, I guess this would include ROH as well, technically, because...
give me the Bucks versus fucking God.
Okay.
You know, something like that.
It's simple.
It's simple, but it still would be good, though. You could even do another Briscoes versus God match, because they have ROH now, too.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, technically, you would have ROH as well.
You know, because Briscoes and the Gorillas always fucking put on a good show.
Right.
You know?
Well, like FTR and God.
FTR and God wouldn't be bad. Even FTR against somebody from, like, New Japan. Like, besides God.
Right.
Like, you know? Let me look at that roster for a second. I'm just trying to think of some of the tag teams they have over there.
They have Jonah listed in fucking Impact. I mean, not on Impact, on fucking New Japan.
Yep.
I thought he was on Impact. Kota Ibushi.
Yeah, Kota Ibushi versus Daniel Bryan.
I was thinking Zack Sabre versus Daniel Bryan myself.
That's not bad either.
Osprey versus
Pac.
Pac would be fun. I can see Pac. Pac would be nice.
Yep. Who do you think Naito would face if he faced anybody?
It wouldn't be that good. It'd be somebody lame. Like it would be good to see like Naito versus like Black, but it wouldn't be Malakai Black. It'd be like Brody King.
Probably. But that wouldn't be bad actually. That sounds pretty good. Too, actually. Taka Michinoku.
He's listed there?
He's listed there.
Alright, he can go face Sting, apparently.
Fuck. I mean, Dick Togo's in here, too, so we can have, like, a whole yell-at-the-wall fucking tag team match.
Well, who's fucking Sting's partner? Tully?
He did wrestle in one match for FTR, didn't he?
Yeah.
Arn.
Would it be Tully, though?
Tully and Arn with Sting.
Fake horseman.
Yeah.
I think we're bringing Flair for that. I wouldn't care, trust me.
Yeah. I don't think a lot of people would care. You got Kenta.
Kenta could go against Moxley, so that can actually fucking happen, so we can stop talking about it forever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really care, honestly, but, like, still.
Maybe like Jay White versus Adam Cole.
Yeah, but...
That's not gonna...
Jay White's gonna kick his ass.
Yeah. That's fine. I'm okay with that. I don't really like Cole all that much anyway.
Well, can't we just do, like, fucking Bullet Club versus Elite?
Yeah, well, you could do...
Because then you got Chris Bay and fucking Good Brothers.
Yeah.
From Impact.
We can even do Jay White and the Good Brothers versus fucking Kenny and fucking...
Oh, you want to do Kenny? I don't know if Kenny's back yet. I don't know if he'll be back or not.
If he was able to, you could say Kenny and the Young Bucks.
Why not Cole and Redragon?
Yeah.
Cole and Redragon would be cool too, though.
Cole and Redragon would be good too, actually.
Yeah, I told you we decided we'd call him Redragon from now on. That's what we decided.
Yeah. Other guys too, like Evil. I don't know who he would go against.
He will be good against Black too.
Yeah.
Pretty, I also kind of see like Ocon versus like Great Ocon or whatever.
So maybe Great Ocon versus like Luther.
Luther Luther.
I know, I'm just being an idiot.
Fucking kill Luther.
Yeah, I know.
I can't be like a Great O'Connor versus like Wardlow or somebody.
Hobbs. I wouldn't be bad. Hobbs. Hobbs would be fine to feed to him. You know?
No, because it's an AEW show, so AEW's going to put all their guys over.
Yeah.
Maybe a joint show, but, like, you know, AEW's going to go over, you know, 9 times out of 10.
Yeah.
Maybe not literally 9, but it's going to be over 50%.
Yeah. It's definitely going to be over 50%. Okada.
Okada? Who do you want Okada versus?
I don't know.
I think that's your Daniel Bryan pick.
Yeah.
Daniel Bryan.
And Okada?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad either.
I think that's where that goes.
Yeah. Because Zack Sabre Jr. could even go against Pac, too. You know, if not right. Ospreay. Like, you know, like...
You could definitely move him around. You could put him against fucking Jungle Boy.
Yeah.
Dinosaur doesn't get a match. Dinosaur can fight Dick Togo.
This is true.
Who's Brian Pillman Jr. going to lose to?
I don't know.
You gotta put him against somebody. Who's he gonna lose to? You know he's gonna lose.
Yep. I'm just scrolling through the roster real quick.
He could face Shu and Ho, whatever. Are they still together?
I don't know.
Give him random two people. Mishi and fucking...
Well, there's Bushi. There's... I don't know.
Give him two people. That'll lose to him. We'll give Pushy versus Dinosaur because they both wear a stupid fucking mask and they can face each other that way. That's what I decided there. Next.
Just trying to pick other people out. Bigger people. You got Suzuki. He could go against, like, I don't know, Lance Archer.
Lance Archer.
Let them beat the crap out of each other. You got Sonata, too.
So now I can go against one of the other flippy dudes and be fine. I guess one of the young guns, Dwayne Martin. Not Dwayne. Dante Martin.
Yeah.
Or Ricky Starks.
Ricky even. Starks, I was just going to say. We already talked about gorillas. Naito, we already threw
Chris out Bay.
Chris Bay.
Chris Bay versus Swerve.
Which wouldn't be bad at all.
Which would be fun to watch.
I actually like that a lot.
And then Keith Lee can be in his corner and then fucking Swerve.
Can you even put like Keith Lee versus Suzuki?
Keith Lee versus Suzuki, I guess.
Or Ishii.
Yeah, Ishii. I still want to see Ishii versus Moxley again.
Yeah.
But I think we already used him somewhere. But again, it doesn't matter.
Got Willie Uta, you could throw in there somewhere too.
Willie Uta versus Willie Uta because he's on both rosters.
He is. I mean, technically Moxley is too.
John Moxley versus John Moxley.
Christopher Daniels is technically on both.
That's weird.
Brody King is on both. Buddy Matthews is on both.
Also weird.
Amazing Red's still over here in New Japan.
That's funny. It's his birthday.
Yep.
Oh, he was still wrestling. But hey.
It's not a lot of other big guys here.
All right, so what else you got from the week? This was pretty... I mean, we had a good segment with Gary. Other than that, I think the show kind of sucks. So it'll fit in for the Heroes of Wrestling to be named after them. Whatever. Whatever the hell we decided, this is also Heroes of Wrestling.
Yes.
So this was a pretty shitty show, I think.
Heroes of Wrestling.
We were very ill-prepared.
Yeah, Heroes will let you down.
Because it just kind of came together. Hey, yeah, good 420 show, though. That was a good show.
Yeah.
Talk about that again. That was fun.
Got high as shit and rambled like holy hell.
This week, we're going to actually try to plan something. I don't know what the fuck that's going to be yet.
Yeah.
But we'll figure that out before I leave, and we'll do something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's going to be. Like I said, probably something lame, but at least we'll have something to go on next week instead of just rambling bullshit Heroes of Wrestling. Worst fucking
episode. Heroes of Wrestling is bad. The Same Man King was not bad at all.
It wasn't a bad segment, right? Yeah.
At all.
Because we could ramble.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And this was, all right, for a minute, talking about random dream matchups that we probably won't get half of. It's going to be a lot of, like, B-stars.
Well, we can keep talking about it, too, because it's still a long way away.
Yeah.
No prediction Friday, because I don't know anything going on, again. I'll probably miss something else.
Yeah.
But it's all good. I don't care. And until motherfucking next week, I'm going to say motherfucking deuces.
Peace.